Customs guards, return to Customs House now!
Oh, what did that octopus glue onto my back? I can't get it off!
Let's just get you both to the Customs House.
We don't want to go to the Customs House.
That's why I brought the blasters.
What's Gully stuck on Donna?
I think you know.
The doctor said you can modify these time reavers, turn them into bombs.
Imagine living through the explosion, the fire, the fumes, for years.
Every instant lasts for hours.
Oh no, please no. I thought people want time reavers for longer holidays and weddings and things.
You thought people would want longer weddings?
I never meant...
Quiet! We're here. You, inside. You, stay and watch. Gully thinks it'll jog your memory.
I'm not doing it!
Should have evolved as many arms as me then. Bit of an advantage. Move! Or I'll blast a little girly right here.
All right.
Can I help you?
I'm getting reports from the patrols.
Anything?
Not yet. But with the Calibrian's help, we'll find them, Doctor.
Right, I'll get out there myself. I can always use... Oh, hang on. Oh, I should have thought of this before.
What are you doing?
I'm tuning my psychic earplugs. If I use a frequency dissimulator, I might be able to hear something.
Doctor, where are you?
No!
What is it?
Donna's right outside, and I think she's got a bomb.
Excuse me, can I help you? There's something on your back.
What? I know! And someone's blocking the door. Is there another exit?
Madam, you can't...
I've got a bomb strapped to my back, so unless you want a very sudden change of decor in here, show me another way out.
Donna!
Miss, please!
Cora's outside. One of Gully's men has got hold of her. Doctor!
Donna, stay calm. Everybody else, stay back. She's wired. It's a time reaver bomb.
That's not helping me stay calm.
Turn around and take off the backpack, miss.
I can't. Gully fixed it on with goo from his suckers.
Now, hold still.
Come watch it.
No, can't shift it. Hands, Donna. We know it is.
You what?
Dan Villa. Oh, I'm not sure I like that one.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Getting you away from other people, and thank you. Yes, that was a spectacular leap through that pane of glass. Come on.
Oi, get back in there.
Donna!
Customs officers, charge your weapons. Surround that man.
You can't touch me. Not without a warrant signed by...
Cora, I've got you.
Dad! Oh, Dad! What now? This thing's still ticking.
With me, Donna, run!
I can't get it off!
As soon as we're away from the crowds, I can fix that.
The Wormhole Express is departing imminently. Please clear the platform.
Nobody on the platform, this will have to do. Hold still.
Doctor, if this is it, I want you to know.
Oh, shush, Donna. What is this stuff?
Please, Doctor, listen. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Everything we've seen.
We've not seen everything yet, Donna Noble. Come on, come on.
Doctor.
Donna!
Bit busy.
It's off! You did it!
I did! Right! And now it's stuck to me! Get back, everyone! Donna, you too!
The Wormhole Express is ready for departure!
Gonna go off any second!
Give me that, Doctor! I'll get rid of it!
No!
Dad, it's okay! The Doctor will take it!
Ro, you mustn't!
Have it!
Give it back!
I should never have let it slip through my fingers. Or you, Cora. It's all on me, not you!
Oh, it's about to blow! Chuck it down the hole!
Dad, throw it!
It's stuck! I can't... I can't. I love you.
No!
What? I can't breathe. But I'm falling. I'm stretching. This thing in my hand. Atom. It's moving and stretching. And I can't. Cora. You're safe. And I can't escape. I can't get out. It's happening so slowly, but I'm thinking so fast. And no. I know you're safe, Cora. I can't do anything.
I never meant for this to happen.
Nobody ever does.
I thought it was an adventure. Something that wasn't just another sunset. They kept getting bigger, the sunsets. It was obvious something bad was happening. Dad was working all the time. He wouldn't talk about it. I wanted him to see me. Just me. Not everyone, not the whole of Vicentia. Just me.
Shh.
I need to explain. He might be still in there. Give me your earplugs. I can hear him.
No.
It would have felt so long to him.
You know, Cora, when I lost my dad, and let me tell you, I loved him so much.
We have got to move. Gully will be looking for us.
When I lost my dad, do you know what his last words to me were?
No. What?
They were, give up your stash of terrible, terrible weapons.
What?
Shush.
I know. I will. I know.
Shh.